Knicks won a 1.7 Saturday morning huddle, and now Al D'Aurelia Warriors talk with co-head coach Chris Reinert, as Al D'Aurelia made the trip up to Hall last night and were defeated by Western Christian 48-21. Coach, this team obviously has a lot of weapons. They played for a state championship a year ago and figured to be, and apparently are, just as formidable again this year. What impressed you most? They always have athletes, of course. What impressed you most about your opponent last night?
You know, Ryan, yeah, they are. They're as good as advertised. What was most impressive is, you know, just the overall across the board and size and speed. We had a couple kids come in. They're bigger, faster, stronger than what they looked like on film, and they're not lying. So they're the real deal. They're the kind of team that, you know, that when you stick to your assignments and do the right thing, you know, fun to compete against, but then as soon as you let your guard down and you have one mental mistake or physical mistake, they're going to expose it, and they do. So that's kind of the tale of the tape last night. They're a great team.
Yeah, stick to your assignments, and you were telling me earlier that apparently you had a defensive breakdown or two right off the bat.
We did. You know, we had the ball, ended up needing to punt right away after a few plays, and then we came out on defense, and like I said, we played that assignment defense. They're in a 3rd-and-10 situation, their first possession. Before we know, we had a miscommunication in our secondary, and next thing you know, they're in the end zone on a long pass play. So, yeah, it's just, like I said, they exposed it, and they saw it, they exposed it, and they took advantage of it.
Well, you did put 21 points on the board. How did your scores come about last night?
That's the thing about our kids, just keep on fighting, but the first score came off of a touchdown that Skyler ended up, or our quarterback ended up running in, called him, gave him a play, he checked it at the line, did a good job, he recognized an opening and took advantage of it, and ended up running in, calling his own number there. That was set up off of a Caleb Sleezer kickoff return. Again, you know, our special teams, Each week they make a play for us, and he had one last night for 69 yards and set that score up. So that was a very positive thing for us last night.
And individual stats, I don't know if you have any handy or off the top of your head. Who were your leading ground gainers?
Nick Gage, out of our fullback position, he rushed for 46 yards last night on 12 carries and a touchdown. That's the thing, we tried to work our other two running backs had a balance last night, and to no avail. Western Christian's front, they actually played a front that we haven't seen them play all year. Of course, we're a different team than they played all year, but we were not expecting to fight what they showed us, and our kids took a little while to get adjusted to it. So the other two guys, unfortunately, had a little struggle last night. Scott Arsoe pulled through for 134 yards last night and a touchdown. Zach Issa had two catches for 50 yards, which was nice. So, there were some positives out of there. We just have to get back to the basics this week and get our ground game back up to speed.
Unfortunately, Chris, it doesn't get any easier, as next week traveling to Hinton and the following week hosting West Line. I mean, really a murderer's row to start out district play.
It is, yeah. Somewhere down in Boone, the state. I'm sure if we upset someone or not, but no, it's just a tough district. That's just how this district is. And you're right. We have three games right in a row here. That, you know, like we told the kids, we know we have an uphill battle these next three, or, you know, next 2 weeks now. But you know, whatever we can learn out of these games, and you know, the pace of the game's gonna be faster. You know, the physicality is gonna be tougher, so when we come out of these games, you know, it's going to make us a better ball team every week we go by here. So, you know, that's the thing about our kids, that they have their mental state in the right spot. They're coming out fighting. Now, there were times last night where we could have easily folded, and this could have got really, really ugly on us. But our kids continue to fight, and you know, we're productive throughout the night. It's just, again, one of those teams that too many mistakes, and it shows up very, very quickly on the scoreboard when you do that.
Al D'Aurelia now 1-2 after a 48-21 loss at Hall Western Christian last night. Warriors co-head coach Chris Reinert. Always appreciate your time, Chris, in the Saturday morning huddle, and have a good weekend.
You bet. Thank you, Ryan. Have a good weekend.